USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As negotiations continue on Capitol Hill between Democrats and Republicans, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says now is the time to go big.
Everybody who talks to us in the economic world and all the rest are saying, pay now or pay later. You're going to pay more later. You're going to pay more later. You absolutely must have to think in a big way.
Republican Senator from Utah Mitt Romney is optimistic, though, a deal can be reached.
I believe there will be a deal, yes, but I don't know that I could characterize the probability of it being successful.
The White House is recommending President Trump sign an executive order regarding a coronavirus aid bill. The total number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the United States is just under 5 million, and the total number of people dying from coronavirus just over 160,000. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says all school districts in New York State can reopen for in-person learning. Cuomo says the infection rate in New York is the best in the country, and if anybody can open up, we can. But he also adds it's up to the teachers and school districts.
Because if the teachers say, I'm not coming back, or the parents say, I'm not sending my child, then whatever the school district says is irrelevant.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is calling for an immediate nationwide stay-at-home order to contain the spread of coronavirus. Biden telling CNN if he were president,
if I were president today, I would roll back the reopenings in a number of places. Bars should not be open. There should not be congregations of more than 10 people.
President Trump urging Americans to social distance, but leaving it to governors and local officials to decide whether to shut down what they consider non-essential businesses. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The United States economy added 1.8 million jobs last month, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2% from 11.1% in June. The labor participation rate is at 61.4%. Joni Courtney is the chief workforce analyst for EmployBridge. She joins Fox Business and shares some of the sectors in the workforce that are doing well.
Temporary help sector came back, added 143,000 jobs. I know in the business that I run, we're seeing a very strong demand, of course, in mortgage roles. That's no surprise based on the low interest rates that we see, but those positions of loan processors, closers are in such high demand right now.
The Public Interest Legal Foundation found that more than one-sixth of mail-in ballots sent to voters in Nevada's largest county during the 2020 primary went to outdated addresses. The Election Integrity Group reviewed 1.3 million mail-in ballots from Nevada's Clark County sent during the June primary. It found that more than 223,000 of the ballots were sent to outdated addresses, leading the Postal Service to designate them as undeliverable. The undeliverable ballots accounted for 17% of all ballots mailed to registered voters. Nearly 75% of Nevada's total population resides in the county, which includes Las Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.